Fourth pack of Kalim, third Mishnah, Ezu Gistira, Kol Shenitna Ozneha. We're talking about a kli which is partially broken, and an example of it is it had a little protrusion to hold it from, and that broke off, and the kli is still usable. Hoy bechidudin yoitzim. When it broke in a fashion that certain protrusions sticking out of it, the part of it, in other words, the top of it broke, and now it's a jagged edge at the top. So the part that can still fill up and will hold alums is tamei. The maga will connect to the avir. Also, the ear space over there is considered part of the kli. But if it's jagged, there's a little protrusion sticking out, which in that area of that protrusion, you put the alums over there, will fall out. Then that ear is not considered the inside of the kli anymore. It's just a protrusion sticking out of the kli, and therefore it's metame b'mag. If you touch it, you tell me, you connect the metame b'avir, but the avir is not metame. Oisa mutal tzido, if it was leaning on its side, kimin katadja, like some type of kli called a katadja, some type of cheer, the women that would go in wagons would have this type of cheer. It was called Makabalim of the Zaysin, Metama the Mavir. Also, the connected Metama the Avir. Same idea. Whichever way it can be filled up, the area that if you fill it up with alums, it will hold the alums, is considered part of the inside of the Kli, and therefore, if you suspend the Tum in that area, the Metama the Kli, the Choshe'ina, Makabalim of the Zaysin, Metama the Mavir, and connected Metama the Avir, but the areas where there's just a few protrusions sticking out. If you put olive up to that height, it will fall out. So that area is considered part of the kli. If you touch it, it will be makabel tumah. But if you suspend something in its ear, it will not be makabel tumah. Shule kopiyos, v'shule kuisim sidonim. Abi she'enim yichoyim leishim shalom usmochim tameim shal kach nasim mitchilasim. The bottom of these klees, types of kalim, even though they have to be supported, they are matam. In other words, the fact that a klee has to be able to stand up by itself is only if it's made to stand up by itself and something happened to it or was disformed, then it's not makabel tumah. But if you have a klee that's made to be put into a certain frame that holds it up, then even if it has a round bottom, that's a makabel tumah. Like, for example, having a lot of chacharek menorahs, they have little glass things you put on top of them. If you put that thing on the table by itself, it will fall down. Since it's made to be supported by the menorah, that glass is makabel tumah. Since they were made in such a fashion from the beginning, and the makabel tumah, that's considered, is something that holds liquids, all solids.